Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So today we're going to be talking about a book by John Maxwell. It is called Today Matters, and these are the 12 daily practices that will guarantee tomorrow's success. And the book basically teaches you kind of some daily practices and reflections that all of us should be really focused on to improve value in our daily lives. And so this book spoke to me in terms of the prep life, because when we think about, you know, things that have happened in the past, like maybe it was a competition that didn't go the best and we're kind of thinking about how to move forward, or we have a lot of anxiety about a show that's coming up, like, will we be ready? Things like that. And depending on if you're in the improvement season or if you're in a cut, it doesn't really matter. But what really, really has an impact on your future success is what you do today. And so just really maintaining that focus on what we should focus on for today, and allowing those efforts to create a ripple effect into our future. And so he just insists on how we are in charge of our own lives and to not let life take charge of us. So if we want tomorrow to turn out the way that we would like, with, you know, full of success in the areas that make us happy, then we need to make sure that we work on making today a masterpiece. So we are going to break down the 12, basically, he calls it his daily dozen. And we're going to start with number one, with Chris explaining to us what he means by our daily attitude. So attitude is number one.
Yes, perfect. So our attitude really can dictate, I would say, the emotional temperature of our day. And a lot of times I think it's very easy for us to fall back on just being very busy and being focused on, like, being task oriented. And we will a lot of times say certain phrases like, I have to do this, or I need to go here, instead of really looking at your perspective of the activity and kind of changing it around and looking more at your more at things as opportunities rather than obstacles. So really focusing on how your attitude, and I would say, like, checking it throughout the day, because we can wake up with a great attitude, couple things can go wrong, and then all of a sudden it's a horrible day and our attitude just perpetuates that feeling. So really working on just focusing on how we can incorporate that practice and work on changing our attitudes daily, just by just seeing what we have in front of us and taking a positive outlook rather than a negative outlook. So yeah, that's what I would summarize for attitude. Is there something else you wanted to add with that, Amy?
Yeah, I just think that when we choose our attitude to be positive, we also attract that into our lives. And if we choose to be negative, then we also attract that into our lives. And so the more, you know, success isn't really a luck thing. It's very rare that you just happen upon success. You know, it's something that you have to choose mindfully to steer your life in that direction. And so if we choose to be positive, we're going to generate those opportunities, and you're going to start recognizing those opportunities. It's going to really open your eyes to things that are going around you. And it's going to make you feel energetic and be able to seize these opportunities that will make you successful if you have that attitude. So the next time you think, I have to go to the gym to do my cardio, just say, I get to do my cardio. Isn't that a wonderful opportunity that my my body allows me to perform at that level of strain? So that's how
Yeah,
I kind of see
that's,
it.
yeah, I like that. I also like to, when I get changes on my plan or I feel that, my food has changed or there's things that were comfortable but now are a little, or things are a little bit more uncomfortable, like you said, like a cardio increase. I always try and think like, this is going to help me be undeniable on stage. Like this, doing this is going to help, and then fill in the blank. So that it gives it more of like a purpose, and it helps me feel, I think, more energized to take on some changes. That's just something particular in prep life that has helped me.
Yeah. All right. So in John Maxwell's book, number two of the Daily Dozen is priorities. And priorities are so important because you can work hard and it can be completely fruitless if you don't have clear goals. And it's so important to identify what your top priorities are and to actually focus on them. So if you don't have the priorities, you are not going to have the direction and focus in which the way that you need to go. So it does not help to be jack of all trades, but master at none. If you think about like Mozart or Beethoven, they were practicing one instrument. They weren't trying to, play the saxophone one day and the piano another. They worked on their craft every day and they had focus on what they wanted to do and how they wanted to be successful. So when I think about this, I think about goal setting and making sure that what I'm doing is going to maximize the, prioritizing actions that are going to lead me to that ultimate goal. That's what's really important, and having that focus on the things that I need to do right now. These are the most important things. And I know for me, like in the prep life, nutrition is always number one. That, I whether I'm in my improvement season or I'm in, getting ready for a show, I really have to focus on nutrition being my top priority. And I'll also, my intensity right now has been something I've been really focused on. And I think that that's really helped me this prep. It's something different that I've been doing. I've focused on intensity, not only just in my lifts, but also in my cardiovascular training. And I've seen my body change faster than it ever has in any other prep, I will say.
That's great.
This prep, I can't believe how quickly things change when I've focused on that. But, picking out those select things that really will do the most. So if you think of the Pareto principle, it's that 80-20 rule. Sometimes, 20% of your actions will get you like 80% of the results. Being selective on what things you really focus on, I think, and prioritizing those will really increase the focus.
Yeah, and I think it's really good to know your priorities and where your, physique or bodybuilding goal fits within that, because it helps when you're in situations where your daily actions could be compromised towards that goal. So like for example, if you are in a social situation, like family dinner or something like that, where it's, or birthday, where it's typical to eat birthday cake and ice cream, and it's, somebody's 50th birthday and they're super important to you and you want to celebrate with them, realizing that your priority, your goal is not above that person, but there's different ways that you can celebrate them, and, eating the cake and ice cream is not really aligning with your priorities. So I think it's really important to keep those things at the, where, what is most important at the forefront, because it does help when you get into situations like that. That's kind of how I interpreted the priorities section.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if I am prioritizing, my relationships with my friends or my family and they want to go out to dinner or whatever it is, I'll still enjoy, I'll sit with them, but when I'm this close to competition, I don't order off the menu because there are so many variables with oils and things like that, it can really derail the progress. Now, I'm one for in the improvement season, absolutely incorporating that, but there's just certain
Yes.
times and seasons where, you can still prioritize loved ones, but also, like you said, keep the focus on where you're at in the prep life journey as well. So
Correct.
let's go to number three, and that's health. So this one's probably a very popular one for our listeners.
Yeah, I think everybody can kind of relate to this. So when you are at your optimal health, or when you're taking care of your body, you're paying attention to things that, as competitors, we do, our sleep cycle, getting regular exercise, our water and nutrition intake, making sure that we are taking care of our bodies, that helps us operate optimally. It also helps our mentality. It also helps our focus. It can help with your mood and your attitude. And also, same thing, like when you're taking care of self, of yourself, you're better able to take care of other people as well too. So I think as competitors, we pay attention to those, a lot of those little details. But it's very important too, if you are feeling like you other health issues are coming up within your prep, to really make sure that you are pushing your body in a prep season when it is feeling, when you're feeling your best, when you're feeling optimal, you're not adding insult to injury by trying to coerce a physique that hormones are off or digestion is crazy. You can definitely incorporate or utilize coaching and the prep life to help those things get better, but I think just making sure that we are going for the extreme, that you're also taking inventory of other systems of your body and that you're taking the best care of it as you can.
Yeah, you bring up a good point because John Maxwell, I mean, he talks about when he had a heart attack at 50 and how he had to start prioritizing his health by exercising and eating better, which I think we pretty much all have that covered. But sometimes we go to the extreme of too much exercise or not enough food where our stress management and our sleep
Yes.
begin to suffer, our recovery, our adrenal glands, our cortisol. So I think that there's a flip side of the coin when it comes to health. You also have to have that balancing act of making sure that your recovery and your rest and your deloads are included in that health circle as well.
Absolutely. Well
Good
said.
point there on your part as well with the health. Okay, so number four, family. And this is just basically, I mean, you're going to be surrounded by your family. They're going to have the most influence, So the people that you spend the most time with, they're going to have the highest influence on you. I think I've said this several times on the podcast. You're the average of the five people that you hang out with the most. So you want to hang out with tens. And when you're developing a support system, it's important that we cultivate those things. And one way to do so is by, investing in your family and your relationship with those family members and doing that as part of the daily dozen. So, working on spending quality time with whether it be your parents, your spouse, your children, and really making sure that you have carved out a piece of your day to invest in those close relationships because they are so important in who you are and your quality of life. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good point, especially because the sport create it breeds really good insight into yourself, not only your mentality and your health, but sometimes our focus can get so shifted on what's going on with us that we forget those relationships that are closest to us. So remembering, nobody gets to stage by themselves, and we're created as creatures for community, and making sure you're spending that time finding value in family, I think is really great.
All right. So number five, we have thinking. Chris, why don't you take that one?
Yes, of course. Yeah. So John Maxwell talks about how your thoughts precede positive results. So it kind of mirrors the attitude that we were talking about earlier. But He also really emphasizes the power of self-education and how reading and opening up your mind to new ideas and, really pushing the limits of your thoughts and just kind of letting your mind not, I'm trying to think of the right word, let it stretch a little bit in your ideas, but also in your thinking patterns so that you are creating more knowledge and more wealth in your mentality, but then also how you are thinking and how you're proceeding throughout the day will also help with your with positive results. I kind of like jumbled that a little bit. You can totally jump in there and help me explain this better.
Yeah, I find there's certain times in my life when I start to let this part slip and I can notice it in my daily actions. So, for example, when I start watching too much like garbage Netflix, and especially now that my cardio is like pretty high, I like to be able to listen to positive things that are gonna add value to my life. So, I've gone into my library account. Actually, that's why I re-read this book or listened to it on audio again. I just feel like the more you can work on yourself, the better you are gonna be able to serve other people. And it's so important for me to always read, and you're in control of what messages get delivered to your mind. So, there's certain like YouTube and podcasts that I used to listen to, and I just kind of reflected and realized that those weren't serving me. It was kind of putting me in that negative headspace where I needed to listen to something that I could control, like a book on audio is more controlled than a podcast where you're listening to someone's opinion. Not that I'm bashing podcasts, because obviously that's what we're talking about here, but I think that it's so powerful what messages you send yourself, and that can really bleed into what kind of actions you take on the regular.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And then also on the thinking end of things is how you perceive and think about yourself. I think a lot of us, we struggle with or at least I've encountered a lot of people struggle with their belief in their self or their capabilities when it comes to bodybuilding because we're looking at everybody else. But I think that really focusing on the mentality part of, like you said, your intelligence and positive influence, stuff that's going to challenge you and stretch you to continue to improve in a positive way, it will be reflected in not only the way that you approach your prep, but also how you approach everyday life. And it's that just piggybacks into success. So I know some of the smartest, most successful people really take value in stretching their mentality. And I think it's something that is really positive for anybody.
Yeah, I think they've done studies on CEOs and super successful people, and I believe that they read, several books a month as a priority. And so I just think it's important. What I do is I start my day with my audiobook. So my like if I'm doing like a morning cardio or while I'm putting on my makeup, I put on one of my audiobooks, so I have a fresh start on the day, and I'm listening to something that's educational and that's growing my mind. Okay, so I think we got the thinking one. The next one is commitment, and this one has been something that's been very fresh on my mind these days. In Today Matters, he talks about how commitment can help you develop your tenacity. And he discusses how making the decision to commit every day will include counting the cost, paying the price, striving for excellence, expecting a struggle and being ready for it, putting in the effort, discipline, and focusing on your choices and getting things done even when you don't feel like it. So, normally, just to get this in perspective, I normally do like 12,000 steps a day. I've been enforcing this week 21,000. So it's a lot. But it's, yeah, it's a struggle, but I am ready for it every day because I'm setting that expectation and I'm carving out the moments that I'm going to get like extra steps and things like that. So the struggle is there, but I know that it's worth it. And by, you know, focusing on a choice that I've made to better myself and to go all in with my prep, I've really been able to get it done. It's been amazing. Like, I don't, it just happens by the end of the day. I'm at, you know, 21,000 and it happens. So, you know, at the very end, when I'm trying to get those last 2,000, sometimes I don't feel like it, but I push through because I know that paying that price will allow me to, you know, have that excellence
That's
and
a
bring
really
something
good
different.
point. Yeah, I think your like regular commitment as well too is reflected in success. Like sometimes we can commit to something when it feels good, but committing to it, like you mentioned, when it's tough and you know you're going to pay a price, and you know you can start off with something and feel really excited. I'm going to work really hard, and then after a couple of days, you're like, wow, this is more difficult than I imagined. And I think committing to your, a lot of times for my clients, commitment most or sometimes does is a reflection of how they believe in themselves. So that's kind of going back to the thinking thing. Like if you believe you're an athlete, I think it's a little bit easier to commit to the actions to take to get to that level. So they everything kind of goes hand in hand, but I know you, Amy, have always been super like no excuses when it comes to your prep, and I applaud you for that huge step goal. That's crazy.
Thanks. It's been self-imposed, but I've been building it up every week. So, I mean, it started,
That's great.
like I said, at 12,000, and each week I've tried to improve by 1,000 steps. So I'm at 21,000. So good luck to me next week on 22. But I know I can do it. So, thinking about that, and just in terms of when a show is really far off, so. Sometimes it's easier to stay focused when it's very soon that you're going to be half naked in a bikini up on stage. So there could be a lot of pressure. But then let's say, you know, you're done with your show and you're not going to compete for another year. Then it becomes that really like what happens in the shadows, you know, what if I take this extra bite, this like this taste, if I don't follow my macros to a T, I have plenty of time. But all of that matters. Today matters, right? That's what this book's about. So we only have two more that we're going to talk about because two of the 12 are, one is finances, one is faith. So we're not going to go into those, but know that those are values that John Maxwell feels should be implemented into your daily. I'm going to take number 11, relationships. If that's
Go
okay with
for it.
you. Okay.
Yeah.
So in Today Matters, he discusses that you should place a high value on people, learn to understand people, respect others, and commit to adding value to others. Good relationships will improve your life and give you fulfillment. So I discussed this when we talked about family, but to me, this is just more the relationship side on like friends and you know, things that people that can surround you, that can be part of your life, that will be good for you, that will propel you forward. This could be in your career and business, but establishing those relationships and cultivating those is super important. Do you have anything to add on that one?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. People are valuable.
Yes. Okay. Last one is, oh wait, no, I guess we have, I
We have a
totally
surprise.
lost count. We
Two
have
more.
three
Three more.
left. Three left. My bad.
Okay.
I skipped over two
Well,
and I got off track.
that's okay. I'm going to jump into generosity.
Sounds good.
So, this is another way to make today really count and find value. I think it's as we focus on ourselves and the things that we want to improve, it's also really good to provide value to other people, like Amy's talking about in your relationships. If you have knowledge on something, what good is it if you aren't sharing that with someone else? And another example that he uses in the book is what if you have all of this wealth, but you just keep it for yourself and you don't share it with others? So I think there's something very special and satisfying as a human when you are able to add value to someone else's life. So as much as we focus on ourselves, I think it's really good to look at how we can give to another person.
Yeah, and time is one of the most valuable things we have. So just giving time to
True.
somebody, whether that be, listening to a friend, or anything of that nature, I think it can be thought about on many different levels. So I'll take
Well said.
growth, and then we'll circle back to end with values, if that sounds good to you.
You got it.
Okay, so with growth, In Today Matters, John Maxwell discusses how growth will prevent personal and professional stagnation, and focusing on your growth will help you create a better personal life and excel professionally in career and business. So, continuous improvement, I'm a huge advocate of that, and I just feel like if you want to reach your full potential, you have to be growing each and every day. And with professional development, it can just really help you identify areas that you want to grow in your life, and establishing those and working on those so that you're working at your highest potential. And that, I think there was a quote in here. It says, "To become what we are and to become what we are capable of becoming is the only end of life." So, just excelling in every area to make yourself a better person is so important.
Yes, I agree. We can always be students. There's so much to learn and to improve upon.
Yeah, and I feel
So.
like show prep is such a grow or go sport. I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
when you think about each prep, I've always learned from something. I mean, it's not just physical growth, it's mental growth for sure. When it comes to living the prep life and taking feedback and going with it. This sport is so just growth all the way.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And lastly, we'll cover values. So your core values are your deeply held beliefs that authentically describe you. So if you have core values, they help give you direction. They help you establish if you're living authentically. So they have a high influence. So the things that are most important to you or your core values or principles should be the things that help give you direction or dictate a lot of your activities, your organization, how your daily life is set up. So if you are focusing on things that are less important to you, it can be like spinning your wheels and then you're leaving all of these things that are highly important left undone. So really having an established set of values, I think, can really help you focus your energy and have more success on improving both yourself and your daily activities.
Yeah, and when I think about this one, I think about when someone's just starting out with their journey and how we evolve as to what our why is when we compete, and kind of how the prep life lines up with our values. And we need to kind of check ourselves sometimes as to, are we doing this just to look good, or are we doing this because we want to feel, empowered that we were able to achieve this really hard goal. We need a deep why as to why we're living the prep life, I feel like. And if we can kind of identify our values and then connect them with the way our preps, and line them up with our prep, I think that things will go so much better when it comes to reaching a bodybuilding goal.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. I think there's a lot of evolution that happens within the prep life. And all of these things will continue to evolve and improve, but it's going to have some focal points, especially like the foundational core values that are most important to you. So, well said.
All right. Well, we just hit the 30-minute mark and we hit 10 of the 12 of the Daily Dozen. So check that book out. It's a pretty quick read, but I feel like it has a lot of good nuggets in it. So I'll put that in the show notes. John C. Maxwell, he has a lot of different great books that are out there, but this one, he normally has books on leadership because he's really big on that, but I feel like this one's a little bit different than his average book that he puts out there on leadership. It's more of a, like the day-to-day, what we need to get taken care of to find that success. So if you appreciated this episode, we would so appreciate it if you would leave a reading or a review on iTunes. That helps other people that do not know about the podcast find it. And if you would also be so kind to share it on your story, be sure to tag us on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast and at Glam Girl Bikini. We always love any sort of DMs or suggestions on future episodes. So please feel free to message us. And if you would like to join the team and become a unicorn and get your ultimate unicorn prep, you can go to glamgirlbikini.com, hit the Get Started button, and apply for the team. So with that, this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Inger, signing off with my fabulous co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.